Presidents and organized labor have squared off before, but rarely have they fought so bitterly and over so much. Unions have battled the Bush administration over trade, health and safety regulations, overtime guarantees, even paperwork. The Bush administration says new financial disclosure laws, which it put on the books this month, will help shed light on union finances. Unions contend the rules are designed to cripple them. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
Backers of the new disclosure rules say it's too easy for union officials to steal or misuse funds. Stefan Gleason, vice president of the National Right to Work Legal Foundation, says one recent and notorious example involved teachers' union officials in Washington, D.C.
Individuals who basically raided the union treasury for a number of years, buying all kinds of nice clothing for themselves, paying chauffeurs hundreds of thousands of dollars, buying Tiffany jewelry, putting friends and relatives on the payroll, and so on.
Four people have pleaded guilty in that case, and four more have just been indicted. The Labor Department investigates many such cases, according to Victoria Lipnick, Assistant Secretary of Labor for Employment Standards.
Over the past 5 years, that office has averaged about 11 convictions per month for cases of some kind of fraud or embezzlement related to union leaders and use of union dues for purposes other than what they are designed to be for.
Lipnick says vague record-keeping fuels the problem. Unions have to file financial disclosure records called LM-2 forms every year with the Labor Department. But Lipnick says they sometimes raise more questions than they answer.
On one LM-2 form, it was reported $3.9 million for sundry expenses. That's it. And there is no detail that is required.
The new disclosure rules aim to fix this problem. All unions with more than $250,000 in revenues will have to itemize and divide transactions into categories such as lobbying, organizing, collective bargaining, litigation, and administration. The unions will be required to file electronically so the government can post the information on the web. Workers unhappy with unions could potentially benefit from the new rule. Billy Lee is a food service worker in Wichita Falls, Texas.
They take money out of my check for union dues, whether I like it or not.
Lee's only legally required to pay dues toward expenses like collective bargaining and representation, and he says the union dragged its feet when he asked for a detailed breakdown of expenses.
I just kept, going down to the office and asking them and everything. And finally they sent me one. It wasn't to my satisfaction, but, they said, here it is.
But union officials contend that such problems are rare and that any benefits the new rule provides will be dwarfed by the costs. Rich Trumka, secretary-treasurer of the AFL-CIO, says filling out the forms will be an administrative nightmare.
If we bought pencils and we used pencils for contract negotiations and we used those same pencils for something else, we'll have to split the cost and say half the pencil goes to contract administration, half of it goes to political action, or half of it goes to lobbying. That's the kind of senseless detail that's designed to just create havoc. One union estimates the airline pilots say they will file a 5.5-foot-high report.
The AFL-CIO says the costs of complying for the average local union will be $200,000, and more than a quarter of these local unions have annual revenues of less than $500,000. Many will have to spend money upgrading equipment and software and hiring staff, according to John Lund, a labor expert at the University of Wisconsin.
People in volunteer organizations, which a lot of labor organizations rely very heavily on volunteer workers, it's going to be very, very burdensome to have to do this.
And Lund says the impetus for the rule change didn't come from union members who rarely use the forms.
The LM forms have been public records since the very beginning, and the data suggests that the vast majority of these forms are not being requested by union members, but rather are being requested by employers and anti-union groups. And they think by having more detailed reporting that it will suit their aims.
And it will, according to the AFL-CIO's Rich Trumka.
This is asking to take hundreds of millions of dollars out of the hands of workers that we won't be able to use to defend them in collective bargaining, in legislative fights, in political fights, in health and safety fights, in anything you can think of.
There's one criticism both union officials and their chief opponents agree on. Stefan Gleason of the National Right to Work Legal Foundation says People who steal aren't going to admit it on an LM2 form, no matter how long it is.
Organized labor has no requirement that it does any kind of independent audit of any of its union entities. And in fact, the regulations that came out do not still require that independent audit, which is one of the major problems with this supposed reform.
AFL-CIO General Counsel John Hyatt agrees.
We would be willing to discuss the same kind of independent auditing that other large organizations are subject to, but that's not what the Labor Department and the administration want. They simply want to make this as burdensome as possible.
Labor Department officials deny this. They say layering audits over existing reporting requirements might not even be legal and would certainly be controversial. They argue that the AFL-CIO's cost estimates are overblown, and they insist they've tried to take the union's concerns into account. The new rules are scheduled to take effect January 1st of next year. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.